Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiya, buddies. Welcome to the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino for the penultimate edition of Afterburner. It's Boomer. It's Rhett Warner. What are you giggling about?
I'm just, there's some background music. I've not done a show from here yet.
I know. This is it's a treat for you.
Does that mean it's my penultimate? My first annual?
It's my ultimate, I think. Because I think you're doing, are you working Thursday?
No.
I heard that. Anyway, we can talk about that later on. But we came here to the Grey Eagle tonight for doing our Afterburner, and Retro, was you're very impressed with our setup that we have.
I'm impressed with your ability to set it up is really what it is.
Aside from this is it?
Aside from this big heavy table which I helped move, I really contributed a lot.
Well, it's like I say, I've been doing this for a long time, 30 some odd years. It's like my first weekend in the business, setting up for a live remote, running cable, hauling tables and chairs and setting up. It's not all glamorous, folks. It's not all glamorous. The Flames, they seem very, very happy. You talk about penultimate. I think they're very satisfied that it's their penultimate game and that now there's one game remaining and they're set to wrap this thing up. We were talking on the way here. You've been in this spot where the Flames have been. You kind of forget what that's like, yeah. I guess. But as you go back and you jog your memory, it's not like these games are so hard. It's just these are shitty games to play, Ed. You're done by now.
Well, the first thing that jumps to my mind is you're sitting in the stall and you'd never say it, but in your mind you're like, I better damn well not get hurt. I better not take one in the face. I better not break an ankle or twist
a knee.
That's
what we were saying about Rooney. He takes a puck to that'll ruin your summer.
Yeah.
2 games left and you lose a bunch of teeth. You're gonna have dental trauma and sitting in a dentist chair for 2 or 3hours for however long.
The trip to the islands is now canceled and you're in a dental chair.
And it's not, we've got to be pros and we've got to do the right thing. And Vancouver's a better team. They were better from the start. It was 3-0 and then 4, they ran away with this thing. It was never really close. The result was never in doubt. Yeah. So I don't even know if you begrudge individual efforts. We can crush guys or we can give credit where it's due, but
they did seem to fight and claw a little bit. Fought, but it seemed like they were more annoyed than interested in winning.
Yeah, this wasn't San Jose getting down 3-0, 4-0, and then 9-1 in Edmonton. They ended up, shots were close. Pahal scores to make it 3-1. It was maybe not indicative of where the game was, but
well, then Demko had to make a save
to
keep it 3-1. And I was like, overtime.
Yeah. And early on, Kuzmenko on the power play before they give up the shorthanded goal, he hits a goal post. Either way, Vancouver clinches the division. They're off and running. Flames will come home. They've got the aforementioned San Jose Sharks coming up on Thursday. And everyone will be very happy. You talk about the Flames, how happy the San Jose Sharks are going to be when this season is done.
They're on the road.
Death spiraling for how long? What have you made of Braden Pahal? We've talked on the other show because it's been a lot of lower tier defensemen getting in. It's been Pahal and Miramanov. We've seen Joel Hanley come in. I always get there's Hanley and Hanley. These guys, one of them maybe has a job full. I mean, Miramanov's got the deal, and so does Annaly. But I just, what do you make of Paul? Because he's the one guy I think that's maybe stood out to me. I mean, Miramanov plays 20 minutes a night, but I like what I see out of Pahal. It's, I guess he is a younger Dennis Gilbert. Maybe it's that same role.
Yeah.
But he gets a goal tonight, but he's involved.
I see him
to get involved.
What I see is a guy that would play with heart and determination, and it's going to be a very simple game, and that's fine. But he's going to be a guy that I envision would battle and compete and give you everything he's got.
Yeah, I think he'd be one of those guys that you'd be okay if you're a teammate, if you're a veteran. You're going to go into battle with him a little bit if he gets himself into trouble, and it looks like he could every once in a while. But, you know, nice for him to get a goal. We talked, and I said I wasn't going to bring him up. I wonder what is up with Michael Backlund. He's been so quiet. He gets an assist the other night, and that ended a double, whatever it is, 12-game skid without a point. And then even tonight was not sharp on the shorthanded goal by Myers.
Uninvested.
So, yeah, I don't know if it's an injury or whatever, but it's kind of, it's one of those things. It's a bit of a test. You look at it as a test, as a captain. How are you going to lead this team? And it's not the easiest thing in the world, but pretty quiet here the last little bit.
It's a terrible spot to be in, and there's no the only good that can come out of it is if you go out to improve, that you're still pushing and pulling and clawing and trying to lead the team to victory. And listen, I'm not staying up at night losing sleep over Michael Backlund's performance, but you're right. It's non-existent. Literally didn't know that he played tonight till he went out to kill the penalty at the end of the game.
I do wonder if it is one of those things, but as a first-time captain, my brain works. Be like, I'm going to do everything I can to make an impression and show that I'm
even more of leading. Even more of a statement, because they've entrusted me with this. I asked for it. I wanted it. Well, it's not good enough to do it when the going's good. Clearly, this is going to be an uphill battle, I think, for the next year, two, three. If you're going to be part of it, you're going to have to play in those situations and lead by example. And again, I really am not wound up about it, but he has not shown that he's doing that at this moment.
The highlight of the night, not hard to figure out what it's going to be on a night where they score one Zapka goal, but it is the highlight of the night. It's a presentation of Betway. With Betway, you get a free bet of up to $200 if your first bet loses. There's your QR code. You go grab that. You create a new account. You sign up, and then redeem your bonus. And if your first bet, if it doesn't come through for you, no minimum amount required, you'll get a refund of up to $200, and then you can use that to go back in and bet on your favorite sports. Not a bad deal. Only available outside of Ontario. So our buddies at Betway bring you our highlight of the night. Maintains control. Forced wide goal. Spins around. Over to Pahal. Pahal shoots. Scores! Braden Pahal lets it rip. That's his first as a Flame, and it makes it 3-1. Go. Low hard one. Just fire it, Retro.
Well, and I don't care what anyone says. When you don't score and you do score late in the season, first one, that does, it matters.
Yeah.
Too.
Nice little wrister. Makes there. Okay. Right handed shot, wrister. You know what that's all about.
Oh, yeah. I think it was raised. I don't know how to do that, but good on him.
So there you go. First one is a Flame for Braden Pahal. We talked about him. There's some things to like there. I don't know what the future holds for him as far as the Calgary Flame is concerned, but I think he's done the best. He's been the best Braden Pahal he could be for the Calgary Flames. That's your highlight of the night. It's a presentation of Betway. Again, that QR code, that's the key. Create your new account. Get that QR code, redeem the bonus, and make that first bet. No minimum amount required. If it loses, you'll get a refund of up to $200 that you can then spin back in to bet on your favorite sports. Betway, this offer only available outside of Ontario. Join the action. Paint your stuff green or whatever you want to do if you need to do that. Betway, bet the responsible way with Betway. I brought this up, I think, either yesterday or today on the other show. And not that I get, you know, getting romantic. I just wonder that it feels like that might be it for Jacob Markstrom as a Calgary Flame. I think that might have been the last game, and then just watching him making saves and playing, then skating off the ice defeated against his former team. So that's not probably how he wanted to go out as a Calgary player. That's it.
I think he came in thinking that this was a team that was going to have a chance to win. And you asked the other day about what we thought of Markstrom and if it was sad to see. And we were kind of like, not really. I guess what I would say is sad is the fact that they never made use of him. You went out, and typically free agency doesn't always work out. I think you got what you paid for in Markstrom, if not better, and you weren't able to capitalize on it and have any team success, which is a, well, it's just sad, really, because that's usually a hole you can't fill. You're able to go out, get the guy that does fill it, and you still don't get to where you want to be.
Yeah, and there's no say. Hey, maybe there's no deal to be made.
100%.
Who's to say, right? New Jersey went and found the their problem, goalie potentially. But
the problem is even if he's back,
what's the end result?
He ain't back here at the end of the season next year.
No.
So he's leaving within a year. I could say that with confidence.
What is it that he wants? What does the team want? It does not. That's the hard thing, and we'll talk about it when we get into the off season. Once this year is done, it's you're all in for team tank. You want to be bad because you want to pick high, and that's great. But this doesn't really have any signs to me right now of something that's close to being a finished product. Still very much in the selling mode as opposed to being able to break through yet.
Listen, there's a lot of time before the start of next season, a lot of changes that can take place. But if you're looking at the Flames squad right now and other teams that actually finished lower, you might be more hopeful for the other teams. Yeah. Ottawa. Buffalo.
Fans that'll be saying you should have done this long ago. You should have done this. But 2 years ago, when you talk about Markstrom, and if in fact that is it for him, one of the things you're going to remember is he had an awful year last year when you could have used better goaltending.
Yeah,
and the collapse against Edmonton in the playoffs in round two.
Yeah.
So good in round one against Dallas, and then just
fell. Well, and then the year he's playing really, really good again this year, they have no choice but to sell those guys.
Yeah.
And if those guys aren't making it abundantly clear that we don't want to be here, you might hang on to Tanev and Panafin and stay in the battle. Like, I don't know that you make it, but it was a weird year for what the Conroy had to deal with in his first season as GM.
I mean, it was your thing. We talked about that a lot. You'd be able to serve both, mistresses or however you want to put it. You're going to sell your guys, but you might still be good enough. Maybe you get players back that are going to be able to get you into the playoffs and make some noise. And that didn't materialize. Conroy did not go for those types of deals, or they weren't there for him to make. But it's nights like this where we were sitting there. It's going to be potentially a long haul here
for a couple of reasons, because earlier in the night you watched Detroit and Washington and Philly in those big matchups, and you're like, oh man, that's fun stuff right there. I like that. And then you have the Flames game against the Canucks, and
it's the shittiest thing.
Yeah.
You take it for granted when it happens, and you miss it dearly when it doesn't happen. And unfortunately, here it's been just fits and starts. We were talking with Origin Brewing. We had lunch with the Origin boys today, just talking about the Edmonton series was over so fast. You thought maybe you're going to have a bit of a run there. It was over in five, and then in 2 years prior, you're playing Colorado. You won the division. You won the cup. What are you doing for round two? Round three? What's this going to be? And it was over. There's been no amount of time for a Flame fan to enjoy anything to do with the postseason here for years.
There really hasn't. I mean, the Dallas series, I guess, was exciting. Yeah. It went to game seven and Johnny scoring. But you were excited for the Edmonton series and you thought, oh, game one, we might.
Yeah.
And then it just completely crumbled. There's got to be a spark somewhere. Conroy is going to, you just hope it doesn't take too long before you get right back in it.
Want to say hello to one of our sponsors, AG1. You know the AG1. I've been trying the AG1 for a while now, and they came on as a sponsor, and Pinder and his wife have been doing this, and they've been saying, you got to try this. And for me, it was about, gut health, inflammation, that sort of thing. And when you read about taking, we're going to take some supplements or something like that, that's for high-octane athletes, which I'm not. I don't know if you noticed. as it turns out, it's not just for high octane. It's for ordinary people who just want to have a little bit more energy. They just want to feel some better or feel better and have some drive. And that's what so for me, you take first thing in the morning, empty stomach, you hammer your AG1 and you get on with your day and you just let it go to work. And I truly have noticed a big difference just in bloat and just the gut, whatever the biomes. I ain't a scientist, folks, but all I can tell you is the AG1 does make a difference. It's made a difference for me. You set yourself up. It's got all the stuff that you need for your day, all your daily nutrients and that right in your drink first thing in the morning or whenever you take it. Maybe you take it before or after a workout. That's up to you. If a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. We've got the deal for you. So go to athleticgreens.com/barnburner. That's athleticgreens.com/barnburner and check it out. That's a heck of a deal. Shows up at your door and you just start and you get into the routine and it's another one of those things too. You start your day that way. You're thinking, okay, I'm doing something good for me. I'm doing something good for your body. You're being healthy. You're a little bit more apt to make some smart choices the rest of the day. You know what I mean?
Well, when I eat pizza fresh out of the fridge in the morning, the other way. So right? This is the exact opposite.
So it's maybe I'm not going to have the awful lunch. Maybe I'm not going to have that afternoon snack, the donuts, the crappy food. It can be a good habit forming thing. Try to get, I'm happy with it. You should try AG1 too. And now is the best time to get that deal again. athleticgreens.com/barnburner. Check it out. We'll break and come back with the little hungry for more. The road ahead, fairly straightforward, but lots of other things going on as well in the NHL tonight that we'll get you caught up with. Flames fall 4-1. We're back in 2 minutes. Greta, it's our home away from home for Afterburner. We'll be there for live watch parties throughout the season. Should be your spot regardless, before, during, and after the game. Grab a cocktail, something from the menu, let the games begin, or maybe you get into the game yourself. Over 50 arcade games from vintage to state-of-the-art. Load up some credits on that Greta game card of yours and get at it. Greta Calgary, located at 213 10th Avenue Southwest. Check them out online, gretabar.com.
It's nearly the best time of the year. Playoff hockey is around the corner, and I'll tell you what, the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino is the place to be. Cheer on your favorite teams with us at the Stage Bar. Enjoy the big game on one of those huge screens over the bar with friends, drinks, and delicious food. Let's go. Visit greyeagleresortandcasino.ca for more information. Now, while I've got your attention, let me tell you about the happy hour at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. Let's make the most of the day and spend your afternoons with great drinks and food. Join us at the Stage Bar and Blaze Bar and Grill for our new happy hour every day, 2 till 5. Enjoy food, drinks, all starting at $5. Make the most of your days. Visit greyeagleresortandcasino.ca for more information. If you're thinking of buying or selling your home in the Calgary area, there's one guy you've got to talk to. That's Derek Newman of the Derek Newman Real Estate Group with CIR Realty. Buying or selling doesn't really matter. Derek does it all. He's a volunteer in the community, active in sports around the city, whether it's golf, curling, huge Flames fan. So talking sports or talking about the real estate market, definitely give him a shout. He's approachable, trustworthy, and hardworking. Also, Derek's got a pretty vast network. He's even got access to some homes often that aren't even on the market yet. And you can ask him about his complimentary home staging consultation as well. Buying or selling, call him or text him right now at 403-619-6661. Derek will make it easy for you. Get Derek and his network to work for you. That's Derek Newman. Email him at dnewman@cirrealty.ca. More post-game reaction right here. We're back on Afterburner.
4-1. Canucks win it. We are here at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. Go and check out the website, greyeagleresortandcasino.ca. We're just down the hall from the event center where it's summer's coming, and it's concerts and bands and comedians and all kinds of things. You start to plan, unlike us, who just go by the seat of our pants, maybe plan your summer. Maybe look ahead and say, oh, look, in July, there's something I'd like to do. In August, there's a band I would like to see. And you can buy tickets and actually have your life in order.
Pinder's going to Australia in September. How the hell can you plan it in September?
I don't know what's happening this
weekend. Different planet?
So, do as we say. Not
gonna get Sarchi some Queen tickets. He's a big fan.
Oh yeah, yeah. Anyway, go check out the website. I was gonna go and because I thought I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think I saw something that I'm gonna be right up my alley. Anyway, Grey Eagle Resort and Casino.ca. Check out the event center and see what's happening there. How big is Adam Klapka? What are they, 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", 6'7"?
Not big enough for that bastard, that Garland guy. He was Connor tough.
Garland, yeah, you can put him in your backpack. I mean, he's tiny, and he's ragdoll, and it was not the proudest moment.
I think what Klapka didn't realize was, I think he was vulnerable when Garland,
Garland
grabbed him. But after riding the ship, the big man should have proceeded to smash him.
Yeah.
That's where it fell apart for me, where it's like, okay, he took advantage of you. You were in a bad spot, but now you're all set and you should not hold back.
Yeah.
You may want to send a message.
Yeah. That's the one where the ref is like, stop it. He's like, okay. All right. I don't get suspended.
No, I'm getting booted.
Yeah. He's one of those guys, and I'm not looking to crush guys, but he's big. He could come on. He does not play big. He does not give you the feel of
trying, but it doesn't seem like a natural
thing. No, and even in the American League, when we've seen him fight some guys, that's not his forte either. So, anyway, that's I'd probably bring it up in the video if I were one of the coaches. Let's take a look at
in a positive way fun.
I think just to have some fun with him. It's the end of the year. What the hell?
You better know his personality. I guess some guys might be sensitive.
Yeah, have some giggles because when you're overpowered by Connor Garland, that is not ideal. For the road ahead it's pretty straightforward. It's a presentation of our buddies over at Village Honda. Huge selection of used vehicles, all makes, all models, all budgets. 90 units on site, 500 more inside the dealership group. And that's the key. When you go to Honda, you look on the lot and they're going to have a bunch there. And if it's not, you don't see quite what you're looking for. Well, we got different makes. We got different models, brands within the dealership group. It's why Village Honda is your dealership for life. Yes, one game remains. It's Thursday. It's at home against the San Jose Sharks, which is weird because that's how they ended last season. It was a hat trick for Nikita Zadorov. We were there that night. That was the debut of Dustin Wolf. I assume Wolf will play again. So,
That's the first time I saw that weirdo jump like that.
Yeah, that's his thing. Mm-hmm. Don't know how you get there, but that is his thing. Both two teams that are ready for this season to be over, and maybe they'll come together and it'll be an exciting hockey game.
We played Tampa Bay in Florida, and both teams were out of the playoffs. It was one of the saddest affairs I've ever taken part of. Yeah.
Yeah. To your point from earlier, it's the I'm not getting hurt tonight.
And Nazarov did not get the email from everyone else.
Is that right?
Yeah. He was still trying.
He's a big bastard.
Dude.
Yeah.
Nobody.
He's a big dude. Yeah. It would be the I'm not getting hurt tonight exhibition for sure. But that's.
Kids will be playing.
You know, I kind of. That's the road ahead for Village Honda. With Village Honda, of course, they've got the CRV. It was snowing earlier today. That's the nice thing about having a CRV. One minute it's nice, the next minute you got snow flurries. It's like it's been designed for Calgary, unpredictable weather. No matter what the conditions are, it leads the pack among compact SUVs. Take one for a ride today or tomorrow or whenever you're listening to this. Just go to Village Honda and take out a CRV and give it a rip. There's not much that you would have wanted. For people that you want the kids, you saw the kids over the last, certainly over the season, because Zeri comes in, Pospisil comes in. We've seen Pelche. You probably like to have seen more. His season derailed with the injury right at the start of the year, and it's just unfortunate for him. It's another year to come back. There's going to be waivers, I think, that kick in next year that will make that whole scenario a little bit tricky, but. You saw all kinds of blue liners. Wolf has gotten, enough games to satisfy people. We were bitching and moaning that he wasn't going to get into games. Everybody played. I don't know that there's really any absentee guys there.
No, and some kids that maybe you didn't expect, like Zeri and Pospisil, right? You're maybe hopeful that they'd be around, but you were counting on Pelche. Injuries threw a bit of a wrinkle in that one. Coronado, you thought would be around a lot, has been, but I think what people are realizing is this big jump from college hockey to the NHL. So decent enough season so far, but the Wranglers are going to the playoffs, right?
Who is?
The Heat.
The Heats are going to the playoffs,
good.
That's right.
Because a long playoff run for those guys is still a big deal.
It still would be a big deal. Yeah, and Coronado had a fine year at the American Hockey League level. And then early in the season was the Pittsburgh game? I'm trying to remember when he scored one of the first games. He put it in the roof. It was a hell of a shot.
He could
and
shoot.
Then it got pretty quiet, and then he left, and he came back. We always want to rush to judgment. Oh, this guy's good. This guy isn't good. It's just going to take some time. Zeri's been the revelation of the year to me. Didn't have much in the way of expectation at all for him. He would have been two, three, four down the depth chart for me. And he made an impact immediately and up until he got injured. And then it took a few games for him to kind of get back into step. But I think he's been the guy this year.
He's been a gem of a find in a way. Yeah. I know he's a first rounder, and you're kind of like, how can a first rounder be a sneaky good? But for me, he has been sneaky good because I think, there were injuries, and he battled that, and you kind of were expecting that, oh, man, this might be one of those picks that doesn't turn out at all. He looks as good as any of the young kids on the team.
And it's so hard to people, how's he doing at center? Because they moved him to center here over the last few games. Do you just look for points? Do you look for points from his line mates? I don't know what you look for.
Chances,
it's
puck control, confidence, making plays. I like how he plays. Yeah. I think he's going to be a big, big piece of the future of the franchise.
Yeah, I do too. We'll take a look at the at Hungry for More, and I think in a way we're kind of laying that out. Hungry for More, we're getting to the future of this hockey team. It's DoorDash, and if you know how DoorDash works. Get the DoorDash app, shows up right at your doorstep, and for you, we've got that promo code Nation25. Nation25, you will get 25% off your first order, zero delivery fees on that order of $15 or more. So Hungry for More, Hungry for More guys to step up. Like who are next year's Zeri and Pospisil? Who are the guys that are going to come in and take away jobs? Mangiapane, Dylan Dubé, obviously for different reasons, but those two guys, they saw their jobs taken over by those two for sure.
I'm hungry for more Coronado and Pelche, because if Pospisil and Zeri can continue their projections, if you can add those two other guys who I think are real close, now you've got a group of young kids that you might be able to build around.
Yeah. And I don't know what it's going to be. The nice thing about it, and I was not name dropping, but talking to Conroy the other day. Right now it's, you got the game and it's a game day skate and a practice. As soon as you fill the garbage bags and guys leave, it's almost it switches to optimism.
Yes.
It's now the off season. Okay, so
build them.
When's the draft lottery? Where are we picking in round one? We've got a surplus of picks. We've got the American League still playing. Now what do we do? You're still a team that missed the playoffs, and that stinks, but at least you're able to kind of flip that switch and start to focus on the positive. I'm hungry for that to start really kind of, what are you going to do with these draft picks? Are you picking two guys in the first round? Are you moving some picks around?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Are other teams going to do who's going to get bounced out of the first round and be hungry
and mad and need a goalie's going to soil themselves.
Exactly. And, So we're a few short days away from that, but it will be. I think it'll be good for everybody to kind of play 82 and get it done. Nation25. That's your promo code. Get after it. Use your DoorDash promo code and dash that for the win with DoorDash. We'll come back. We've been Jack's been rolling up some questions there in the chat. You got a couple. We'll get to a couple before we wrap things up. We're coming to you live from Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. It's Afterburner. We're back in two.
We are well into the winter months now, and you can feel it, can't you? That urge to get away. Maybe some beach time to warm up those bones of yours. Maybe a hockey sports kind of road trip. Well, when you pack your bags, make sure you don't forget Alberta Blue Cross. There's only one thing better than sharing memories, and that's making new ones. Alberta Blue Cross travel insurance protects your memories and more wherever travel takes you. Visit ab.bluecross.ca/travel for more information. Alberta Blue Cross, celebrating life's memorable moments inspired by hockey.
Hey guys, it's Pinder. Chatting about Charm Diamond Centers. Did you know that Charm's been Canadian owned and operated since 1972? And there's over 85 locations coast to coast to coast with Charm and their sister brands. Get this now. You want to get something custom made? How about custom ring building delivered in less than 4 weeks? That's unreal. That is the Charm Masterpiece Program, and they've got unbeatable pricing policies as well. Whether it's mine diamonds or Canadian lab-grown diamonds, check them out. For more information, go to charmdiamondcenters.com. That's charmdiamondcenters.com.
All right, gang, listen up. It's time to learn the pro pose. Coach?
Bend and snap.
Beautiful form. Nice arm extension. Facial expression? I could use some work. All right, let's see it. The pro pose. What's that guy doing?
I think that's the bend and snap.
That's a whole different deal.
Charm, home of the pro pose.
Oh! The only thing sweeter than the taste of victory is starting your day with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart from Wendy's. But there's no reason you can't have both now that Wendy's and Daily Faceoff Fantasy are giving you a chance to win weekly prizes all season long. And hey, even if you make a few wrong picks, at least you know you're heading to Wendy's right now for a $5 Cinnabon Pull Apart and a small coffee. It's a great choice. Sign up for the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool sponsored by Wendy's and the Wendy's app. Let's get back to the hockey talk. Afterburner returns.
Jack is our buddy Jack. He's having a hard time. He says we've got one hockey question. The rest are food questions. We've got our market.
Let's do it.
We got them figured out. We have got them figured out. NordVPN. I said safen up your stuff. Everything's on the internet right now. We're looking at you. We're on laptops and your handhelds and your tablets. Everything. Your info is out there, and it's not getting any better. I don't know about you, but my wife drives her crazy. She says we at any given time have one of our credit cards on lock because somebody has grabbed the info and they're just racking up the charges. At some point, we got to safen up our stuff. And that's what NordVPN, it just makes sense. And if you've not thought about it, and I'm a dumb guy and I had not really thought about it. And then you get into it. Why have we not? It's so easy.
Very easy.
And you've been on board for quite a long time, and changing your IP address, hiding your virtual location, encrypting the connection so that your privacy, online privacy. And it's hard for unless you've got NordVPN, and your whole life is on your computers and on your phone. It just makes perfect sense to get in there and let NordVPN protect and safen your stuff. You can sign up today. You get a special deal for Barnburner listeners. And the website is nordvpn.com/barnburner. You get in there, why wouldn't you do it? It's a deal for you. And you can safen up your stuff. A secure encrypted connection between your device and a remote server.
I only have one issue with it, and it's not the NordVPN. It's my CTESPN where I forget my password.
You forget your password. Yeah. Can't do much for you.
They actually do offer a service where they manage your passwords.
Take care of you. That's not the service I think that's the deal, but by all means, go and check it out. NordVPN.com/barnburner. Sign up today and you won't regret it. I know for me, it's like, okay, because you do see how it's working when it's going. It's like, okay, yeah, should have been on this long ago. So get after it. Thank you to NordVPN. A few questions, food questions and one hockey question. I wonder what the hockey question would be about.
Yeah, no idea
what that would be about. That's a long traditional. Oh, that's met him at Greta one night. That's one of our longtime hardcores. For Kuzmenko, we keep talking about his age, but is wear and tear different because he played in the KHL until he was older? Thoughts?
It probably is maybe a little less. I don't know if it is, actually. I think about it, and it's like you'd like to think it would be. I think that's a grind over there. I don't think you're babied along as much as the NHL does.
I just watch this league right now, and more than ever, we talked about it. 30, you're old. You're
since COVID, it's dropped. I think the average age of the NHLer has dropped 2 years.
Yeah, I bet it has. I bet it has.
It's kids are young, and again, I don't know. It's not always wear and tear. It's age, just
life. Yeah, it's called it's genetics. It's the human race. Your body just does stuff. It in your late 30s differently than in your early 30s. And Kuzmenko, 28, like Ryan says, if he's the sign, he's got one more year. You're gonna be talking about a guy that's gonna be 30 in year one of an extension. You really got to think long and hard about it. I think that all of us have been really impressed by him. You love watching him. He's changed the offense of the entire team. But
and if you were a piece away from making a playoffs or a long playoff run, that's right. That's there's a difference between, well, maybe we'd be able to squint to think we're going to make the playoffs. And man, if we could get a 30 goal guy, we're going to have a good run of shot at the cup or winning a couple rounds. That's the issue. I don't think it's the player in a hole. I've liked.
Yeah.
It's just I don't know that he suits the time frame.
No, it's your best case scenario, like you said, it's working out exactly how you wanted it to. You traded away Lindholm, you got a first rounder, you got a couple players, and then the warm body that you got back was a salary dump from the Vancouver perspective. He's been great for you. He's gotten way more points than Lindholm has.
Yep.
And if you can now bring him back and you have another good start to another season, you can turn him into more assets. It's a slam dunk trade.
Don't need to make any decisions right now. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So food, eh, Jack? That's food questions. I'm very excited. Very excited. How's the grub there tonight? Well, I don't mind telling you. We very romantic, candlelight tray of nachos for the boys.
Double salsa, double sour cream.
Double salsa, double sour cream. We were asked about the meat. Where do you fall in on that?
I find that the meat falls off the nacho and is an unnecessary. I've said it before for years and years. If I've got a taco mix, some sort of dip, I'll make it into a dip. Yeah. I like that. I don't know that I need it melted onto my nacho platter.
The only thing that'll happen for me is if we make tacos and then you got leftover meat, well, we'll throw it. So tomorrow or the day after, you're having nachos and you fire it on there. But I don't know if I've ever even had I've had pulled pork or whatever on, but the chicken, meh. Just give me some cheese and give me some condiments.
Yes.
Give me some dips.
Give me the sour cream.
Give me some salsa. So that's how the grub is here tonight. It was nacho. We're nacho men. Retro, is Big Earn still with the organization? He needs to teach Klapka how to fight.
I don't know that Earn is with the organization, but Big Earn would straighten the big Klapka.
He would. He'd be happy to do it. And he'd be the guy to do it. And Klapka would have no choice in the matter.
He may be intimidated by Big Earn, though, and just decide that this is not for me.
Yeah, he would be voluntold to get out there and learn how to do some sparring. It's maybe too bad of the kid. It was not a great look tonight. I think that's safe to say.
I don't know that what he's known for either, is it?
It isn't.
That's, right? Like, we are like, oh, I don't know that's who he is.
No, and he's scrapped, but I don't know that. He's not a heavyweight.
He got his ass handed to him against Winnipeg in preseason.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah.
God bless him for giving it a go.
This is not the Rempe kid out of New York, unfortunately. This team needs a good fighter, says AC. Is there a player out there that can fit that role with this group for next season? Off the top of my head, I can't think of it, but we talked about this
for years.
Yeah, I think you're going to see Conroy try to find somebody in that mold.
And my take on that sort of player has always been, if you can't go find that guy, then you're a sad sack organization.
Yeah.
If you have to go and overpay because you don't know how to find a guy that's willing to go to battle for you,
yeah. Woo,
reevaluate.
It's weird how things are, to some extent, cyclical, I guess, right?
And again, if you're a piece away and Tom Wilson is available,
sure.
Yeah. Right, let's do that.
Because for the longest time, it was Detroit. Everybody else had somebody or two guys. And the thing with Detroit was, well, who are you going to fight in Detroit? You can't fight anybody, so they're just going to outskill you. Yeah. And then everybody just started to go that way. And now it's kind of fewer and far between. But we're seeing, I think, that fights are up quite a bit this season from where we've been.
It'll never go back to the way it was before, and I don't need it to, but I do. I'm not disagreeing with the question. I actually do think if you're a team in the Flames position, it's one thing to go into someone else's barn and not win. If you're getting bullied, yeah, that's a bad, bad look, and it leaves a bitter taste in everyone's mouth. And so go get someone.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And
or draft someone or develop someone
or something like that. Yeah. Come on, Conroy, find somebody. If Wolf and Vladar are 1A, 1B next year, which one is the A with 55 to 60% of the starts?
The guy that plays better.
Yeah. I don't think they're gonna put Wolf in a position where he's playing if he doesn't deserve it, or is it right? It's still very much a work in progress. We did talk about that today. He's a kid. Like today was his birthday or yesterday. Like he is a kid, and it's going to take a long time before you see what the finished product is there. I think that
unless they go to camp next year and he doesn't let in a goal for the first 2 months, it's fine.
Yeah,
but that's fantasy land. The reality is he's going to have to find his way in this league, and it might take 3 years.
Yeah.
So if he's playing well, you keep playing him. Starts to slow down, you throw the other guy in and give him a chance.
Yeah. If Markstrom leaves, I don't see it's a scenario where, well, who's going to be the number one? It's a platoon.
Yeah.
And you're going to play while you're playing well, and then you sit, and then you go, and whether you want to say it's they're pushing each other, it's just going to be the way it's going to be, because it doesn't feel like a year where they're going to be making a run for the playoffs or anything like that. It can happen, but there's no pressure on Wolf to play X number of games. It'll be a tandem, a platoon for I would guess much of the season.
They're both 1B.
Now, if you don't trade Markstrom, then it becomes curious.
That'll be interesting. But again, like I said, I cannot imagine. I hope I'm wrong and they're in a playoff spot, but the likelihood is they won't be in a playoff spot next trade deadline. In what world would you need to keep, unless Markstrom's being a jerk about it, which I can't imagine either, in what world would you keep him for the whole season?
Yeah,
and it makes zero sense.
Because it's the two-way street. What do the Flames want to do with him, and what does he want to do?
Yeah.
He's signed long-term, and like you said earlier, it seems pretty clear where this team is going. You traded away one of his buddies in Tanev. You traded away the other buddy in Lindholm, and you look like you're going through a bit of a valley here with a rebuild. He's not a kid. What does he want to do? He, in a non-insulting way, may say, "Yeah, trade me. Right. I'll give you a list of teams, or however you want to maneuver and navigate this thing." But I think there's an amicable way that you can get through.
It's a great parting gift the Flames give to the players at the end of the season. Just, hey, here's a go to these wonderful cities.
Yeah.
Check them out. See which ones.
Summer vacation. Go do a little reconnaissance trip. Check things out. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Rhett, what's the best wing night in Calgary? You're out of rotation.
I'm out of touch here.
Yeah.
Can you step up?
Well, I mean, for me, I've always, it goes back, it's one of the OGs. Always been quite fond of mugshots. Mugshots has been one of my all-time favorites here in town.
It's true. I haven't been there forever.
I haven't gone either. We're totally due. Totally due to go and have some wings.
You're not going to feel bad going and enjoying some mugshots.
Yeah.
A lot of choices, though.
Okay. Tomorrow's Wednesday, too, right? Wednesday's a big day at mugshots. We'll see how that goes. Yeah, I don't know. It's not like Buffalo, where there's, you know, a place that hangs its hat
on wings.
Serving only wings.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we should do. You get, before you, whatever, you go back to Buffalo, steal some recipe, or figure it out, then come back here and we'll buy like a van or a truck.
And steroided up American wings and bring them up.
I'm sure they're totally good for you, right? Nothing to see here. No steroids or drugs.
Free range.
It's all good. It's all good. Wings are delicious, though. So good.
Can't believe you didn't order any. So, are we out of questions, Jim?
I hope that's it. Is that it, Jack? Oh. Which players do you think will be traded around the draft? Well, there's a few guys that we keep coming back to Mangiapane, but it's an interest. I don't know how that deal gets done because of his cap hit. He's a $5 million guy.
Somebody's going to think he's going to bounce back. I truly believe that. I don't think if he gets back to 25 goals, and I guarantee you there's teams out there that are looking at it. The problem is they might think they're going to do it. That doesn't mean you're getting anything in return.
I know. We just saw what happened with Hanifin and Tanev. We thought that the teams are going to be beating a path to their door, and they were not.
Yeah.
A $5 million player who is on the smallish side, who has had three consecutive now seasons where the goals and point totals have dipped. I don't know what the appetite would be for Conroy and the Flames to eat salary on that. I just don't know.
He might be a reclamation project for the Flames as well because of that, where the value is so low. There's no sense trade because they're not, what are they going to need the cap space?
No,
so tons. Keep them around, put them on the power play, go score a few early on and get feeling good, then move them.
The other one, and because of everything and age and term, the Kadri one is interesting to me.
He's had such
a good year.
Yep.
He has been, aside from that first eight games where he had the one assist, he has been over a point a game. He gets another point tonight. He has been great. I don't know about Blake Coleman, if he's a guy. That one's a little
harder, interrupting a little bit. The season's going to end on Thursday, and the players are off the hook at that point.
Yeah.
Then there's a deep dive by everyone else in the organization as to what's going to happen. And you're going to have a meeting. I would be very curious, guys like Kadri, Coleman, I don't know who else, well, Markstrom, who we've talked about, maybe even Mangiapane, what their message to management is. Mm-hmm. Is it a love it here, want to stay, had a bad year? I mean, Coleman didn't have a bad year, but
yeah.
Or are they going to be, you know what, appreciate everything you guys have done? If there's a chance to move me on, I would like a chance to go win.
Yeah, because that does happen.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the smart way to do it.
Sure it is, yeah. Just be honest. Conversations.
You don't have to blab it to the media.
And it doesn't always just have to be guys that have 1 year left in pending UFAs. I am in my early 30s. I've got 2 or 3 years left. But where this team is going and where I want to go are two different things. Let's work together to get something done. And it doesn't always happen, but with the kind of year that Kadri has had and the kind of player that he is, I just wonder if it's been, we've been dead. There's no way a deal gets done, but I wonder, it's one less year. And if there's 1 year on the back end, as you said, he's bad back. That back is going to be so tough that last year of that deal.
And I said it about the goaltender. You got a goalie that goes and soils himself in the first round, or a team that feels they didn't make the move they needed to and got that centerman.
Well, you look at, I wonder about a team like Colorado with Georgiev, right? It's, you got a lot riding on that guy. And he's got wins, but I
don't forget McKinnon ain't going to sit there. I'm sure he respects Joe Sakic, but if Georgiev fails, you think that guy's not going to have some opinion?
Yeah.
Hey.
Now they've won once, but still,
I don't think guys like that hang their hats on winning once.
No. When you've got McKinnon in his prime and he's at another level right now, and Rantanen and Makar on the back end, if the goalie lets you down, that's a tough pill to swallow. So yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a wild offseason for sure. We thought last year was going to be crazy, and then they made the Toffoli deal, and everybody else came to camp. It was okay. Well, here we go. I don't know. Whether they're going to admit it or not, we'll find out when Conroy talks or whoever else we hear from. We hear from Don Melody or whoever comes down and talks. They could never use the R word. We're not rebuilding. They're rebuilding. Whatever they want to call it. They can call it whatever the hell they want. That's what they are done. They've traded off guys. They're getting younger. They are now
like a thesaurus. Isn't the thesaurus where there's more words for the same meaning?
Options, different options, yeah.
You're going to have a different word, but it's the same damn thing.
Yeah, that's right. Thesaurus.
I can't say it either.
Well, we feel for Jack, who's back there. His Pittsburgh Penguins are not going to make the playoffs. Washington found a way to get it done tonight. So Detroit wins. It was all for naught.
Did they actually win?
They did. Yeah. Patrick Kane scored in the shootout to get them the victory. So they
bittersweet.
My daughter was like, this is terrible. They don't even look, they know. They know. They know they can't win. I know. They're bummed out. I can see that they're bummed right out. Yeah. But the East is set
Washington.
As far as the playoffs are concerned. The Rangers will play Washington. Carolina and the New York Islanders we knew about. The Florida Panthers will play the Tampa Bay Lightning.
That.
And Boston will get Toronto in round one. So though that was kind of going into this, whatever, second last day or whatever, things can shake down a little bit here. We're not going to get the New York, the Islanders, Rangers thing. But if we can get the Panthers and the Lightning, and I don't think the Leaf fans really want it, but if you get the Leafs in Boston,
hell of a series.
I'll sign up for that. And that's, in fact, what we're going to get.
You things watch are... the dummies better not line those games up on the same night.
Yeah. Feel for the Leaf fans. I really feel bad for the Leaf fans. That's a tough pull in round one.
Right.
It's tough. I think they've played each other. And Winnipeg, they beat the Kraken. So they have home ice going into that series against Colorado for whatever that's worth. 7 in a row for Winnipeg? They win a bunch, they lose a bunch. I don't know what to think, buddy. But I think that's it for us.
Song makes me want to go dance. So let's get out of here.
How are your jeans?
They're ripped. If the camera was too low, we would be in trouble.
Was it when you sat down or
Yeah,
we've had
I had a scratch and
wardrobe malfunction here at the Gray Eagle tonight.
Too much nacho.
Not pretty. For Jack, our buddy back wherever he is in his basement driving the bus. We appreciate you. Thank you to Sheldon, everybody here at the Gray Eagle Resort and Casino. Check out their website, grayeagleresortandcasino.ca. See what's going on at the event center. Maybe you want to, hey, it's a Friday night. What are we going to do? Let's go have a nice dinner. Go play some cards. Like our buddy Tim, don't put 60 grand down on a hand of blackjack, but
or do.
Come on down. Get a room for the night, nice meal, maybe play some cards. Why wouldn't you? Wouldn't make you bad. But that'll do it. See you, buddies.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.